Hi, I'm Meryl. I'm a wife, mother, professional when I feel like being professional. But most of all, I'm a prank caller. Been doing it since 1989. And you're listening to Prank You, the podcast. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes. There are new episodes every other Thursday brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. Now let's get to pranking. What do you think is more sexual? I could rub my tits on it.
Oh, shit.
All he wanted to do was eat meatloaf in the bathtub. There's been an incident with some hard-boiled eggs. What about some oil, like, so I look a little more schlacked?
Next is his radio prayer hotline.
Hi, this is Dee Dee on the call. Phone line. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Dee Dee. My name's Angela. I'm newly single. My boyfriend actually broke up with me because I refused to watch baseball. And I just wanted to pray to the Lord Jesus Christ to maybe I can meet someone that doesn't care about sports and like meatloaf. My ex, just all he wanted to do was eat meatloaf in the bathtub. It's disgusting.
Well, we can certainly pray about that, Angela.
Let's pray about it.
Let us pray. God, thank you for this delightful call this evening from a woman who knows what she wants and from you. Already knew before she dialed the number, Father, what was going on in her life, what she was dealing with, who she was dealing with, why it wasn't working. And so, God, she has a request for something entirely different.
Yes.
That, in fact, she's the right person for her and that she would be the right person for him.
Yes.
She's not interested in sports and it does not bother her.
Mm-mm.
The man that she met with is not interested in sports either. She said that the last individual had some disgusting habits.
Yes, meatloaf in the bathtub. Tell Jesus about the meatloaf in the bathtub.
Jesus already knows about the meatloaf in the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
What a habit. And so, God, though she won't meet anyone that's perfect, you can create someone that's perfect for her. So prepare her heart, prepare her life, prepare her for the right one, Father, that she is ready to receive the gift that you have for her. And that she, Father, might find that everything they do is not perfection, but they're not deal breakers for her. And so, God, we know that you have this because what is impossible for man is possible for you. So thank you, God, for this change of this time in life.
Yes.
That you will bring a blessing that she can't even imagine.
And I'm not going to cry about it.
And yes, Lord, no tears.
No tears, she's Lord.
Moving on. Moving on. Next, Father, moving on.
Yes.
That she has this only because you have this. We pray that in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
A effin' men. That's fantastic.
All right.
That was so cathartic. All thank right. you. You're a joy.
All right, God bless you.
God bless you.
Right. Call us back with a praise report.
Okay. I'll tell you after my first date right. And I get lucky.
Sounds good.
Okay. Have a great night.
Right.
Bye-bye.
You too. God.
Next up is an audience request from Mr. Brush, who works in hockey and is staying in a hotel.
Hello?
Hi, is this Miss... Oh, hello? Is this Mr. Brush?
Yes.
Hi, this is Trisha Ann calling from the Lowe's Vanderbilt. We're having an issue. We actually need to clean out some of the rooms. We're having a very, you know, embarrassing odor issue. And I wanted to know if you'd be willing to switch rooms tonight.
You gotta be kidding me, really?
Yeah, there's basically going to be a foul stench in your room at any moment. There's been an incident with some hard-boiled eggs, and we're trying to clean out, but they're stuck in the walls. And I just don't want you to have to sleep with that kind of odor.
All right, well, I'm down a block at dinner. I'll come to the front desk when I get in.
Yes, come to the front desk and just mention the rotten eggs and we'll know what you're talking about.
Rotten eggs?
Yes.
See, this isn't a prank.
It's definitely not a prank, unfortunately.
In my room?
No, in the walls between your room and your next door neighbor.
All right, okay, all right. Between my $60 two-drink bar tab last night and this, it's getting a little frustrating.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I know. We definitely have a steeper price than others, but we really make a great drink.
All right. Well, okay. All right. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Time to call a strip club.
Colony Lounge.
Hi, how are you? My name is Silk. I've decided that I'm ready to be a dancer, and I wanted to know, maybe we could FaceTime, I could show you my body. How do you typically handle auditions?
Well, come on in, fill an application, and auditions Monday through Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m.
Perfect. How are you with C-section scars?
I guess we're okay with that.
You are. Okay, fantastic. All right, great. So I will just paint my body in glitter. Come on down. Fill out the application.
Take it easy on the glitter.
No glitter. What about oil?
Getting everywhere.
Some oil, because the glitter gets everywhere. All right, what about some oil? Like, so I look a little more schlacked.
Well, oil, you don't want oil on the pole.
Oh, on the pole. Okay, not on my body.
Yeah, you don't want to. If it's on your body, it's going to be on the floor. It's going to be on the pole.
You're teaching. Can you give me some other tips?
Ask me questions.
Okay, so should I have like a planned dance, or is it really more of just relaxing around?
That is literally up to you.
Okay, what do you think is more sexual?
I guess it really comes down to the situation and the song.
All right. What if I want to be like a businesswoman. I feel like that's really hot to be like, I've got a briefcase, I've got a blazer, a heel. What do you think about that?
I think that sounds great.
A briefcase just to like throw around. I could rub my tits on it.
There you go.
All right. Perfect. Thank you so much. You're like my mentor. So I will, I'll check in with you then soon.
Okay. So.
Have a great night.
You too.
Bye.
Next up is an audience request for someone selling a kitty condo.
Hi, is this Hello? Hi, David.
Yes.
Hi, I'm interested in the kitty condo that you've got. I just wanted to go over a couple of things with you. Is it made primarily of wood?
Yes.
Wood. And it's constructed, like the cat can get sick from it, right? Because my cat actually eats wood. So I just wanted to know if you happen to know where it came from.
I have no idea. They were in a pod. There was three of them in there. That's all I know.
Oh, all right.
Containers. It was in a container. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know that much about it.
Yeah. And how many rooms does it have?
What do you mean rooms?
In the condo.
It's got a lower where you put the cat box, and then it's got layers. Like, you know, it's in the picture, like layers going up it.
Okay, fantastic. And most cats really enjoy it. My cat is so mentally ill. I just never know with her. I've tried everything. You know, those mazes. She's really a loser. I mean, I hate to speak ill of a cat, but she really is just, there's something wrong with her. Her attitude is unlike anything I've ever seen in a feline.
The layers, you know what I mean?
The layers.
Yeah. I don't know that much about, you know, different, you know, that she can climb up, you know, and plates just to scratch and, you know.
Yeah, is there a scratching post or do I need to install one?
Well, you can take the carpets off, you can leave them on, you can buy new ones, it's up to you.
Great.
There's one time there, you know.
I think this might be the ticket. And how much is it again?
They're 80 apiece. There's two left.
Oh, there's two left. All right. And do you do shipping, or do I need to come pick it up?
No, you got to come pick it up.
Oh, shit. My car just broke today. I've got an old Volvo, and it finally hit it.
Yeah, come pick them up.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I guess I can always Uber there. Everyone uses that Uber.
Yeah, what's up to you?
What part of town are you in?
43rd Avenue and Northern.
43rd and Northern. That's a great part of town. Yeah, I'm thinking, all right, well, let me think on this. I also, you know, part of me wants to, you know, give this cat away. I got to be honest with you. When I say loser, I mean, she just, everything about her is just a deficit.
Yeah.
How many cats you got?
I don't have cats. I have puppies. Oh. I have a puppy right now.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a big pain in the butt.
My own thing, trying to house, but yeah.
Oh, my God. Piss everywhere. Duty.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like
everywhere. He's learning to go in and out, but, you know.
It must be a real duty party. Yep.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me think how I can get over there to get this condo for this idiot cat I've got. And I'll give you a shout out.
Okay.
All right. Have fun with the duty.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Next up is David, who works for the NBA, who got in trouble for writing a threatening social media post about LeBron James.
Hello?
Oh, I'm so sorry. The phone didn't even ring. Oh, God. How are you, David? This is Eileen calling from the All-Star Committee. I just wanted to touch base, make sure everything's okay, you know, especially after what happened with your, you know, social posts with LeBron. Just make sure you're feeling all right and, you know, you kind of are calm.
Wow. This is like, wow, it's like 10 months on.
You know what? So it was really, you know, it's a big deal. You know, we didn't want to, you know, make a big deal, but it's a big deal. So I just wanted to touch base and make sure you're feeling okay.
Yes. Actually, can I ask, how did you hear about that?
Well, it's
do
in.
You remember?
Do I remember initially? My boss told me about it.
It was kind of a rough month for me after that.
I'm sure.
It was radio silence from my clients. And I went home and was just trying to figure out what to do next. You know, at the end of the day, my understanding was that the NBA wanted to wash their hands of it.
Right.
And Turner went to the NBA and said, hey, you know, we just need to know what's going on. Can we bring him back? And the way it was explained to me was the NBA said, you guys do what's right. And so they immediately, you know, reinstated me.
Yeah.
And
I think they made the right call, obviously. I mean, people make mistakes. You were expressing yourself. But, you know, wasn't the best.
No, I mean, the way it was explained to me was the fatal flaw in that whole thing was me describing myself.
Right.
Saying, hey, I'm here. Come talk to me.
You did. Yes. And, you almost asked for it in a way. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I totally did. And you probably don't know this, but, everyone that had some bearing on whether I would come back was found out that my little brother is a cop.
Oh,
and, I don't know if you remember what LeBron actually said, but he doxed the police officer who had saved the girl's life by shooting her attacker, and he didn't seem to care about, you know, the context or what actually happened.
Right.
It was the day of or day after the Derek Chauvin verdict came down.
Right.
And I just It was a bridge too far for me.
Yeah, it pushed you. It pushed you, and you said, you know what? I'm going to post this, and I understand it. We all have our limits, yeah. And especially with your brother who's a cop, you know, I get it. But I just wanted to make sure that you're in a good headspace now and, you know, touch base and see if you, you know, needed anything.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out just like what role do you guys play, or how did, you know, it did spread like wildfire, and I was shocked at you know, how quickly it spread.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm in a good spot.
All right, great.
I'm really good at what I do, and like I said, I was able to have really good conversations after that. It took a while. It took a while for people to feel comfortable.
And I assume that you are, you know, you have your own, you know, therapist that you've been speaking with. You just sound so enlightened.
I go back and forth, but I'm grateful for the opportunity. And I say this to everyone. I love the NBA. I care about the product. I care, you know, I was always kind of a LeBron fan, and so it wasn't really animus towards him. It was animus towards the situation where
right.
he just didn't have people helping him out.
Right.
You know, kind of fact checking him and making sure that he was speaking from an informed perspective. And I lost my temper a bit when I saw that.
But you sound great. I'm so pleased to talk to you, and you call me if you need anything.
I appreciate you following up. So.
Fantastic. Have a great night.
Thanks. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Prank You, the podcast. I'm your host, Meryl Scheinman. You could follow me on Instagram at Meryl Prank You. Prank You is produced by me, Meryl, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. If you would like me to prank someone in your life, please email me at MerylPrankYou@gmail.com. If you enjoyed the show, please like, rate, and subscribe on iTunes. If you didn't, please don't. You could find us every other Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.